Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. We're Big JD and
Lippo.
Welcome to the morning show.
I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
I have to say, I am Lippo. That's my thing.
It's his thing.
Yeah, I have a thing. It even says it on my shirt.
It does.
I am Lippo.
You what? I am Lippo?
I am Lippo. Yeah. Therefore, I am.
Ooh, what is that from? Therefore, I am.
I think it's an Apple commercial.
Shakespeare. Sounds like something Shakespeare would say. Did Shakespeare exist?
I don't think he did.
That's a conspiracy type thing.
I think it theory. Is. I don't know that he actually did exist. I think he was a conglomeration of writers.
Yeah, that's what...
There might have been an actual man called William Shakespeare. But I think he paid these people, or they paid him.
Wow.
We write
that's quite an accusation.
I think many people have made that same accusation.
Save it for the conspiracy show.
Oh, we got to
be coming up soon.
I think we should do one every 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
It seems like there's a conspiracy
hey,
about
actually,
everything.
I think this is... I wanted to say...
Show 100?
No. It's... Oh, geez. Like show number 30 or something like that, maybe? Could it be?
Possibly, for sure.
Oh, it says right there, 30. Show number 30. 30th morning show.
30 mornings.
That's 30 weeks.
Really?
Not if you be confused with 30 winks.
Who gets 30 winks?
Nobody in the morning. That's when you get up.
That's right. And what do you say that? You get 40 winks. That's what it is.
It's 40 winks,
Where does that come from?
I don't know. Save it for the...
For the what show?
I don't know. Save it for this week's quotes and quips.
the saying show.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Sayings.
Yes.
That would be good. That's another good show. I was checking some stuff out on the web earlier, and somebody posted some on Facebook. It was what was it? Oh, I think it was a girl playing Voodoo Child. I forget her name, Rothschild or something like that. I don't know, but what a great guitar player, man. Some young chick standing in her bedroom or something and just wailing, man.
There's some good people out there who can really...
There's some really good people out there.
Well, I'm good musicians out there that post their stuff. But then I remember I was looking for someone tell me how to play Hunger Strike from Temple of Dog. And all the ones that I saw pretty much sucked. Mm-hmm. It's interesting how some are like some 10-year-old kid. Oh, you want to learn how to play this lick? Well, it goes like this.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. And then that led me to another one. It was a Crazy Train live, like a number of shows, Ozzy with a little Chinese kid. With a Randy Rose guitar, just wailing, man, with him. This big. Little kid.
JD is putting his hand 3 feet up in the air.
I am.
This not big.
Even. Yeah, maybe 3 feet.
Little kid. He was guesting.
But he was on a number of different concerts that I saw anyway, and it was pretty cool, man.
And straight from the newsroom floor, and the walls, and the ceiling... It's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Okay, this one thing that I saw in Windsor Star about finding and riding a bicycle that's built for you.
You mean built for two?
No, built for you.
I don't get it. It's a shopping guide?
A one-person bicycle. Did you ever see those?
No.
Did you ever have a tandem bicycle? A bicycle built for... Two? No?
No.
Would that ever be...
I've ridden one before, though.
You have?
Yes, I have.
By yourself?
No, with Eric, my son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're in the front or the back?
I was in the back.
Do they both pedal and everything?
They both pedal, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Does the back person steer?
No, they just hang on.
You ever seen a bicycle with a steering wheel?
No.
I've seen people put those on before on a bicycle in place of handlebars. But anyway, this article tells you that, and this kind of fits in with today's show, which we'll get into later on the topic, but to buy a bicycle that is built for you and not go to the big box stores like, wherever, Costco and Walmart and all
Canadian
that to
Tire.
Buy a, yeah, Canadian Tire. Well, Canadian Tire, not too bad maybe, because they kind of gear towards that kind of stuff sometimes. They can help you better fit a bicycle, but it does basically state that, you know, you should go someplace like a sports store that sells bicycles where they can, they will actually measure you. You know what I mean? Size you up for the bike kind of thing, because your seat should be, and adjust it for you properly, because the seat should be at a certain spot and the handlebars should be at a certain spot.
I think people are saying,
and buy the right bike.
Is this news?
Yeah, this is news. This was an article that I found in the Windsor Star. So
okay, that's a newspaper.
For March 12th. So, well, I'm just saying it's news because of the time of year it is, and that,
maybe it has something to do with our show topic.
I did say that.
Yes,
not
of
listening.
Course. I don't listen.
Yeah, what do you got for us?
Officers with the Ontario Provincial Police say they were shocked by the number of charges handed out during their spring seatbelt campaign.
Ooh.
Did you see the...
All the more reason to ride a bicycle.
Very good. That's kind
so
of...
So they put seatbelts on those, start and, ticketing us.
And make it mandatory. Mm-hmm. Sergeant Dave Woodford said that 5,500 seatbelt charges were given out on OPP patrolled roads in Ontario. Apparently that must be some kind of record. I looked at the numbers leading up to the campaign, and there were only 3,000 charges up to the end of March. And then the campaign came on in April, and over 5,500 charges in 1 week.
Where is that street?
Which street?
Patrol Road. Patrolled Road.
Patrolled Road is in between Huron Line and Howard Avenue.
Okay.
No, it's all it's actually
pretty much
the OPP,
everywhere now.
The OPP are...
I've seen them pulling people over here in the city.
Yeah. They're,
what's up with that?
They own some of the roads that... Or actually, the city has contracted out the OPP to patrol specific roads. Huron Line is one of them.
Hmm.
EC Road is another one I know for sure, and there's a couple other city roads that the OPP are watching out for. And for the seat, have you ever been pulled over for a seatbelt thing?
Geez, I may have a long time. I don't know. I don't think I ever. I mean, I've never gotten a ticket for it, so I don't really think so.
They were actually. They usually park at an intersection where you got to either slow down, so they'll park in a parking lot
so
next
see,
to a light,
yeah.
And then they just sit there and watch people, and then they pull you
I've
over.
I've seen them downtown with a. A cop at a light, and then if you turn around the corner, then there's one there waiting for you, so he can tell so and so that you.
It's like a McDonald's like a speed trap drive-through. You order at one place, and then you pull up to the window to pay your ticket or get your ticket. In that case,
speaking of tickets, you do pull up to a place downtown and drive-through and pay your tickets here in the city.
Very nice.
Today's show is somewhat on bicycles, but outdoor exercise
mm-hmm.
and activities.
Because we're at that time of year, you can go outside and do lots of stuff outdoors.
That's right. Bicycling, kayaking, swimming. You can work out outside. What about Tai Chi? You see people down in the river sometimes in that position?
Really?
In one of those positions?
That's like yoga, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
I have no idea what Tai Chi is, seriously.
Tai Chi? Yeah, it's some kind of yoga... I don't know if it's an actual a martial art of some kind, Tai Chi, but it's like you do all the slow stuff like yoga style.
It's
thing.
Like yoga, then.
But I don't really know exactly either. And also in the show today, I'll be talking to Corey Welsh, who's 23 years old and graduating this semester from the University of Windsor. And he was on a show on the university station just a couple days ago. And he'll be bicycling from Vancouver, BC to Halifax, Nova Scotia. And his dad's the inspiration behind that challenge.
Wow.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2007 at age 52. So anyway, yeah, I'll be talking to him shortly in the show. And I'm also going to try and get Brian Parrish on here again. He's doing the big expedition, and it's supposed to be a 2012 expedition from the Arctic to Argentina, like Ooh. Thousands of miles. Craziness. Yeah.
That's more than cross country, that's for sure.
And just get an update from him. But we'll definitely talk to Corey and see what's up with this ride. And cycling, I mean, that's probably one of the biggest outdoor pastime fun activity and exercise things you can do outside.
Besides running, I think. What do you think is more popular in the city? What do you think is the most?
I think really if it's, I don't know. I'm going to say that I'll see more people riding a bicycle.
Really?
But if it's geared towards specifically for fitness, I would say running. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of people riding a bike or
just to get to where they're going. To,
you know, enjoy a ride on a nice day where they're not necessarily exercising. Right. You know what I mean? But as far as, exercising, I'm going to say, running for sure is a very popular outdoor exercise. Wouldn't it be amazing if they, if there was a gym, outdoor gym built at Sandpoint, actually not Sandpoint, the one with the sand, which is actually stop 26.
Right. Yes.
That would be pretty cool. Like California.
Venice Beach.
There you go. Yep.
It's a pretty interesting facility they have down there. And I think a lot of people would take advantage of that. Would it be open all year though?
Well, of course not. No. You wouldn't do it in the wintertime, but it would just be a summer thing.
Whereas in Venice Beach, it's open all year.
But, you know, quite a few people only exercise in the summer or just prior to summer. You know, they might get ready for that and then go work out there and stuff like that. But you could have some programs and things like that, you know, programs for kids and programs for, you know, different age groups.
Yeah, different adults age groups,
and things
for sure.
Like that would be kind of neat. And there are a lot of benefits, actually, of outdoor exercising in particular.
Fresh air, of course, right?
That's a fresh air. And absolutely. The air has something to do with it. You know, the air and the sun and the benefits just like of being outside anyway.
Right.
Because we need sun, right?
It's better than exercising in a fluorescent lit gym full of perspiration smells.
I was reading that systematic review carried out by a team at the Peninsula College of Medicine and Dentistry. They analyzed existing studies that have already been done about exercising outside. They concluded that there are benefits to mental and physical well-being from taking exercise in the natural environment, and their findings are published in the research journal Environmental Science and Technology. That was published on the 4th of February, 2011. Let's see, the study found that most trials show an improvement in mental well-being compared with exercising indoors. Exercising in natural environments was associated with greater feelings of revitalization, increased energy, and positive engagement, together with decreases in tension, confusion, anger, and depression.
I feel like going for a jog outside right now, just hearing all of that.
I don't know what jog, though. Wouldn't you rather just go sit outside and
sit outside,
relax?
Yeah, I'd like to do that, too.
I think that even makes you feel good, though, doesn't it? Just being outside on a nice day and relaxing.
Absolutely,
you know,
especially
you don't have to exercise
in the springtime.
And as I mentioned, Corey Welsh on the show, he's a university student and avid cyclist. And he's here to talk to us about his Parkinson's Cycle of Hope ride. So, Corey, welcome to Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Maybe tell us a little bit about, the fact that you're a university student, for one thing, and then what inspired the ride?
I went to the University of Windsor for concurrent education to become a teacher, so I've spent the last 5 years there. And I actually did an interview with Cam Wells for the HandyLink program, which was excellent. So be sure to check that one out too, at cjam.com. And what inspired the ride was that my dad has Parkinson's, and I just really wanted to help him out and other people that are affected by Parkinson's disease. So I created Parkinson's Cycle of Hope, and I just really want to be able to spread awareness and create funding that goes to Parkinson's research. I teamed up with the Parkinson's Society to work with them to be able to accept donations, but we have a website that is actually www.pdcycle.com, and I've created a few events with communities around Sarnia and Windsor, and we're accepting online donations and trying to get communities involved throughout Canada. We're just trying to make it fun and exciting and get everyone on board because Canadians are awesome, and I've had great community support. So I have a few really good sponsors, Revolution Bicycle Shop from Sarnia. They really helped me out. And Wabanosh Watercraft is his partner, and they're in the same building. And I've got some shirts that we're going to be selling from Team Outfitters, and they sponsored those. So it's been good, and we're always looking for more sponsors. So
tell me, you're cycling from Vancouver to Halifax?
Yeah, I'm heading out to Vancouver June 25th. I begin there, and I'll be cycling to Halifax September 3rd. And along the way, we'll be staying with people who have Parkinson's disease, and I'll be uploading videos of their stories as well. And I plan on, it's an average about 100K a day, so I've been doing a lot of training for that. I've been busy with fundraising and different events and meetings and stuff, but I always try to get at least 60K out, and I'm going to have to stop and give me some time to actually get out there and start crushing bigger rides, like 150, 160K days.
It's great to see you out there trying to make a difference, and wish you success on your ride, Parkinson's Cycle of Hope, and for your dad as well as being the inspiration behind this. Can you give out your website address again for us?
Yeah, it's www.pdcycle.com. And I really, really appreciate you having me. And actually, people can check us out on Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that too, but you can find everything at that website. So, I mean, thanks for having us on the show.
And also, everybody check out Cam Wells' show from Monday. He was talking to Corey, so.
And actually, I'm going to have links to Cam Wells' show on my website too, because that was phenomenal. He's doing great things for people who have disabilities.
Good stuff. Then you'll find everything at your website. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Take care. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
And we'll be back with more outdoor exercise, workouts, and activities.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
So there are a number of things that you can do outside, one of them in particular, and these are like non-traditional type exercises, especially because they're outdoor, but wind sprints, running into the wind, especially on a really windy day, and this would be perfect for it.
Today is a very windy day.
Because you have that force against you.
Yeah, it's a resistant type of exercise, right?
Mm-hmm. And staircase workouts, outdoor staircases.
Sure. Go to the library or to the museum.
Does the library have a...
I'm just thinking.
Is there anywhere here really that has, I don't know if there's anywhere here we have really big stairs. Oh, there's a couple of churches or synagogues or something that...
Right. That have
kick you off the grounds for running up and down those.
Exactly.
Then there's, of course, swimming.
In the river.
That's a great exercise. Unless you go to the beach, I guess. But we have a number of outdoor pools here in the city that...
Yes.
You know, you can do. And as well, something that's great exercise that you see quite a few people doing here now, especially with nice, smooth trails along the river and Ganacho Trail here in the city, is rollerblading.
A lot of people rollerblade,
great
for
exercise.
Sure. Yeah, it is great exercise. I wish I knew how to do it.
Oh, yeah. I used to be an avid rollerblader.
Is that right?
Yeah. Rock climbing. Is there anywhere to rock climb around here outside?
Not that I know of. That's a good...
You can climb some hills.
Yeah, that's actually a good... Enterprise to open up, yeah. Like indoor rock climbing, sure.
Even outdoor. Build an outdoor one for the summer in the city here. Something that's high, like just like an indoor one, but outside. And you know, it'd be great to build that facility. Actually, there's a place here. I think it's a Windsor Racket and Fitness or whatever. I think they have an indoor rock climbing thing.
Oh, do they?
But if you have that, why not build one against your wall outside so they can do it in the summertime?
That's a good idea.
That is. There's my second good idea that somebody's going to scam me for. And
the outdoor gym and the rock climbing thing.
Rope climbing as well.
What?
Something they would have inside but should have outside. Rope climbing.
Oh, rope climbing.
In fact, with the big workout thing that I'll be building down at Sandpoint Beach, we're going to have one of those army-type boot camp training thing where you throw the tires and climb up that big mesh. You know what I mean? That would be cool, too. And rope climbing and everything, that would be good. So if anybody hears of anybody opening that and starting it, they heard it here first. And so I'll be suing. rope skipping.
What?
Good anywhere.
Really?
Rope skipping is great exercise.
Oh, yeah. I know.
If boxers do it. Everybody should do it. And any kind of like jumping exercises, like squat jumps and box jumps, lunges and all that kind of stuff. You can do all that stuff outside.
Sure.
And it would be probably pretty enjoyable, I'd say.
I think so.
I wonder if certain people have to watch, though, the heat and the humidity and things like that, especially if you're older and, you know, like we are. We probably shouldn't be exercising at all.
What about tennis? Do you like playing tennis?
I do, and I used to play tennis quite a bit as well.
Holy moly, you're rollerblading tennis?
Did it all, man.
Wow.
Did it all.
And then the shoulder happened.
Then the shoulder happened, yeah, and I had to really watch what I did for a while. And then, then the back thing happened. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst thing. I can't do anything now.
I can't do anything.
I can barely sit in this chair to do the show. So, yeah.
I'm just thinking tennis. There is a lot of tennis courts that are freely available for you to just walk up and start playing tennis.
Yeah, there are. Opening up a nice tennis place would be quite a racket.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Well, Steve Grimmett from Onslaught and also from Grim Reaper was on a Nazareth tribute album, and this is him doing a Nazareth song called My White Bicycle.
JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
And Tech Talk this week, we were talking about something to do with Adobe.
Yes, they just recently released a beta of their CS6 software. Did you download it?
Beta of their CS6 software. I think it's official now. You can buy that now.
Well, you can buy it, but they allowed you to download it and use it for free.
Oh, the trial.
Yeah, the trial.
Okay, yeah.
But you could also download the beta because they wanted a lot of feedback.
Right.
So when did you hear that it came available?
I just saw it today.
Really?
I got an email today or yesterday that said that you can purchase it now.
Okay. But they, too, are also trying to get a cloud. Everybody wants a cloud. Everybody. It's like Samsung.
I love a cloud as long as it's white and fluffy and not dark.
Sure. If you want your plants to grow, though, you want a nice dark cloud to have some rain falling on.
I guess we do need the dark clouds to appreciate the white clouds.
It's just interesting that software makers such as Adobe are also now bundling what they call the Creative Cloud with their new CS6 suite of software. Which, do you know how many pieces of software are in CS6?
Yeah, there's got to be like 10 or 12 or
14.
Something. 14. Okay.
That's insane.
It is, yeah.
So what the cloud will allow you to do is to, it'll be for archival uses, save your documents, or you'll be able to also collaborate using the cloud and backup for the stuff that you're making in Illustrator or Photoshop or
very good
Dreamweaver or whatever. So
I like that.
Also on lynda.com, you're able to use, just for a limited time, you're going to be able to use their intro to CS6 tutorials to allow you to download the trial version, download or just use lynda.com, the tutorials they have there. Yep. And you can learn how to use it and see if you like it and then buy it.
Pretty good.
I think it's pretty cool.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
All right, this week's quote or quip, which is, I guess, a quote from Mark Twain. Get a bicycle. You will certainly not regret it if you live.
What do you think? What's he mean by if you live?
I think he's saying that bicycles are dangerous. But that's because back in the day, they had the big wheel in the front and the small one in the back. Remember that?
Mark Twain lived in the time that there was the big wheel in the front and the little wheel in the back.
Bicycles are still dangerous. We have a little bit better areas for riding bicycles now, I think, which is really cool that the city has that. But I'm wondering just how safe even it is on the roads like Riverside Drive where they have a painted strip for you to ride your bicycle. I don't know that I'd still want to ride my bicycle. I'd rather ride towards traffic at least.
What?
I want to see what hits me.
No, you can't do that.
But you know what I mean? I'd rather see the vehicles coming. You might have that last second to get out of the way.
No, you don't want to drive into traffic. That's insanity.
Why?
Because it's not safe.
Why?
You go with traffic. Well, if you're going 25 miles an hour in a car that hits you, it's going 25 miles an hour. At least you're going the same speed in the same direction.
I suppose, yeah. I don't know.
Head-on collision with anything.
I guess if you have one of those things on your helmet that you can see behind you. Rearview mirror.
Rearview mirrors are good, especially in the city. It may seem hokey or whatever, cheesy, but it's definitely a good idea. If you're driving on the city streets, I would myself use a rearview mirror for sure, especially when you're driving, like you say, in a bike lane as opposed to like a trail like Ganacho or one of the river trails or something like that. Mm-hmm. What's the one out in the county? Greenway, Chrysler Greenway is another really good trail that you can use to do anything.
Did they do anything to the Greenway? Is it? Did they make it easier to ride on? Because I know at one time it was just wood chips or gravel or something.
It was just gravel, and in certain sections... It
still is.
It's still that way, yeah. But in other areas, it's asphalt.
And did they make it run a lot further now, too? Because it goes a long way, doesn't it?
It goes right to Lake Erie. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in between Kingsville and Leamington, I believe. It runs out
from here to there.
Where does it start? Yeah, that's the question. I'm not sure
where it's out of the city here somewhere, like not
Walker Road and number 3
Old Castle area there.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. I know it is there. Does it come any farther north? I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay.
But I know there's a parking lot there where you can hop on. So that's all I know about that, but that's a great place for outdoor activity for sure.
And have you actually been on it?
I've been on it a couple times, yeah. Drove my bike there. It goes on.
Is it far from you out where you are?
15-minute drive, I can get to it.
Okay. So you drive bikes over there?
Yeah.
Throw them in the van, or you got some kind of rack?
No. Look at the rack on that guy. At the time, we did have bike racks, yeah, on the top of our van.
Oh, okay.
So we
put, you stand them up like?
Put two vans. Two
vans together.
Two bikes in the van and two bikes on the roof.
Yeah, you got to accommodate 4 bikes.
Yeah, so. We did. Not anymore.
Though. Couldn't you do that, though, putting them one way and then the other way and 4 up on the roof?
No.
You would think it would.
The kind of rack that we had just held two bikes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just that's the way it was.
That's something else, too, as far as exercising and that type of thing with a bicycle. Sometimes it's pretty good to put your bike somewhere and go to another environment to ride and put your bike on a car so you don't have to ride there.
Yes.
And then go actually do your exercise or ride in another area.
Yeah, if you don't want to drive your bike on the city streets for exercise purposes, or if you wanted to like race or something, you know what I mean? It's a good idea to go in a spot like the Chrysler Greenway.
And what about sexercising? Well, maybe we better save that for another show.
I think that's a good idea, Big JD.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.